Okay, so break-even point formula. Units, if you want to find units, fixed cost upon contribution. C stands for contribution. Per unit. It is not cost per unit, it is contribution per unit. I keep on repeating that C again and again so that there should not be any confusion. Next formula, if you want to find the amount in rupees, if the break-even point you have to find in rupees, then the formula will be fixed cost upon PV ratio into 100. What is the formula for break-even point if you want to find in rupees? Fixed cost upon PV ratio into 100. Okay, so break-even point analysis. Now, what is break-even point analysis? I've just explained you, right? I think you are very much impressed by that examples also. You are very much convinced by that example. Not impressed by me, but impressed by the method which is used by the company for decision basis. That for that you are impressed, not with by watching the video you are impressed. Okay, so I was self saying that you got very much impressed and very much happy to know that this technique is used by the company. Yes, it is used by the company. Okay, so when now this techniques when they use for CVP analysis, for planning out the profit and for taking the decision. For example, I will ask a question to you that there are two companies where sale is same, 2 lakhs, 2 lakhs. Take an example. A company A sales is 2 lakhs, company B sales is 2 lakhs. Right? Company A's variable cost is say about 1 lakh 60 and company B variable cost is 1 lakh 60. So total contribution is 40. 40, 40, both are getting 40 contribution. Then fixed cost is 50,000 and here the fixed cost is 60,000. So now I have to decide from this two company, when I am analyzing this two company, which company will enjoy more profit during the high demand at the time of huge market, means at a time of high demand market, when the demands are very high, people are buying goods like anything at that time, which company will survive, means enjoy more, not survive, enjoy more. And if the same situation is given to you, then I just want to know that which company will enjoy at the time of low demand. So in order to take decision, in order to take decision on this situation, I have to use break-even analysis techniques. I'll be using PV ratio techniques. Because higher the PV ratio, higher is the cost, higher is the profit, lower the PV ratio, lower is the profit. So I will just give you an example how this technique is helping you in profit planning as well as to take decision, both break-even analysis and CVP analysis. Then afterwards you can we will go for the objectives and the importance of this chapter, means the importance of these techniques. Okay, so let us go through with some of the example. Okay, now I am giving you two companies. Company A, this is company. Company A and company B. I am giving you two companies. Now S stands for sales. I repeat. I am repeating again and again. Though I have given you the short forms in advance, but still I am repeating it again and again because, you know, we are human beings. There are lots of other things in our mind. So these things, where they are stored, I don't know, sir. So please repeat again and again. So for you people, I am repeating it again and again. Okay, so my selling price is 20 and my selling price is 25. Suppose. Okay, my variable cost is 15. Here, my variable cost is 20. Okay, now I would like to ask you, fixed cost, here also it is 50,000, here also it is 50,000. Now my question is, which company will enjoy more during high demand? Which company will enjoy more during high demand? In that case, I have to find PV ratio. Though, see the contribution here also it is 5, contribution here also it is 5. So the if you take figures, they will misguide you. Sir, both will enjoy the same. No, find out the percentage. Let me check the percentage. Formula for PV ratio is C upon S into 100. Right? What is C? Contribution. Sales minus variable cost. Sales minus variable cost. 5 rupees. Okay. 5 upon 20 into 100. What do you say? How much percentage it is? 25%? Yes? So, my percentage of PV ratio is 25%. Let me check. This is the PV ratio for A. Let me check the PV ratio for B. Similarly, 5 divided by 25 into 100. What is the percentage? 5 ones are 1/5. 1/5 is near about 20%. Right? It is 20%. Now the figures was misguiding you. But this concept, CVP analysis concept, the effect of cost and sales on the profit made the point very much clear. Now what is that concept? Is, see here, they are getting higher PV ratio and there they are getting 20% PV ratio. So the company which is having higher PV ratio will enjoy more profit during the high demand. Because they are able to get, they are selling less units and enjoying more profit. But for that company, they have to sell more units to get, as compared to A, they have to sell 2 or 3 more units. Because there the percentage of profit contribution is 20%, here it is 25%. On 1 unit sale, they will getting 25% contribution. By selling 1 unit sale, they are getting 20% contribution. So during high demand, which company will enjoy? A. So this is how this technique is helping us. You got my point? Now, if I ask you the same question, that which company will enjoy during low demand? Which company will enjoy during low demand? So in that case, not in this example, but in that case, calculate the break-even point. What I have to do? If I have to find out that which company will enjoy during low demand, when the demand is very less, means the people are not buying at all. During recession timing, when people are not buying, at that time, which company will enjoy? I will tell you from this analysis, this technique gave an idea to me that the company having lower break-even point, will enjoy more. Why? I will tell you. Can I, with your due permission, can I rub this? Yes. Okay. Thank you very much for giving that kind permission. So I am just giving one more example, because with the example the concept become more clearer to you. Now what I was telling you, that suppose my fixed cost of company A and company B, right, the contribution is 4 rupees, here the contribution is 5 rupees, okay, and the fixed cost is 20,000, here the fixed cost is 20,000. Okay, so first I will find out break-even point. What is the formula for break-even point? Sir, fixed cost upon contribution per unit. Okay, so 20,000 divided by 4. Now you will ask me, sir, from where you got this 4 rupees contribution? It is just an example which came from my top floor. So do you have any problem in that? It is an example which was coming out of my top floor. It was just nodding his head from the top floor, so I just took him out of that and just put it on the board. So now you got from where I got 4 and 5. It is just an example, man. Why are making such a scene for that? It is just an example. So what will be the answer? 4 ones are 4 fives are 5,000 units. Yes, and for this fellow, 20,000 divided by 5. 4,000 units. So both the companies, suppose this also produced 15,000 units, this company has also produced 15,000 units. Now they had produced 15,000 units. By selling 5,000 units, they are getting their cost recovered. They have to sell 4,000 units. See, they have to sell less units when there is a time of recession. Selling less unit is better for you, or selling more unit is better for you? Selling less unit, because during the time of recession, since there is no demand, it is difficult for the salesman of the company to sell more and more goods. So at that time, if the target is only 4,000, it is good for the salesman. Oh, just 4,000 we have to sell. But if the target is more, break-even point is more, then they will have to suffer for that. So they might not complete 5,000 sale. So this company will cry, means this company will not enjoy, but that company will enjoy, because the salesman have a target of only 4,000 to sell. During recession, please sell only 4,000 so that company should get the cost recovered. Whereas for this company, the salesman has to work more harder, which is difficult for them. Since it is a recession time, to sell 5,000 it is difficult. So which company will enjoy and which company will not, you can make out from this example. I think the example made it clear. So this analysis, break-even analysis and cost volume analysis, helps us in taking decision making and profit planning. Got the point? So I think the concept is clear. During the time of high demand, the company having higher PV ratio will enjoy more. And during the time of recession, company having lower break-even point will enjoy more. One more example with the figures, because I will play with you with the figures, right? Because I like to play with figures. Figures of amount, okay? Not something else. So don't take me wrong. Playing with figures means amount figures, okay? I'm talking about finance figures. Okay, fine. So what I was saying, that suppose my production of my company, is 10,000 units, and production of my friend's company is 12,000 units, because he was having higher technology, so he had produced more, I produced less. My break-even point is 3,000, because I have worked so hard that I have tried to reduce the cost with a good quality. So because of that, if I have tried to reduce the cost, I have increased the contribution, means the profit margin is more. So because of cost, because of increase in the contribution, my break-even point is less. So his break-even point is 8,000 units. Now during the low demand, I'll enjoy, because I have to take tension of only selling 3,000 units. Yes, and that fellow has to sell 8,000 units, which is difficult for him, because there is low demand. So from this we can, I think now the concept has become more clearer to you, that during low demand, if the break-even point is less, I will enjoy. If the break-even point is more, I have to suffer. So we can improve the break-even point by either increasing the selling price or decreasing the variable cost. Understood? Right? So by doing that thing, we can reduce the break-even point, and on that basis we can plan out our production. So this technique, both the techniques, helps us to know the relationship of cost and sales on the profit, and it helps us to take various decision and plan out the profit level. I think now the concept is more clearer to you. Okay, so now we'll move on to the next formula, which is margin of safety. And after that, we will learn some of the objectives, means some of the various objectives of cost, volume, as well as break-even analysis. Okay, so move on to the next formula. Please write it down, the next formula. Next formula is margin of safety. Margin of safety. We can call it as short form as MS. It is not MS Dhoni, it is margin of safety. Okay, the formula for margin of safety, two formulas are there. One is total sales minus BEP sales, which you calculated in the previous formula. This is one formula. Second formula is profit upon PV ratio into 100. This is another formula. What is margin of safety? I have produced 10,000 units. What is break-even point? 3,000. That means 7,000 is a margin of safety. After selling 3,000, I have covered the cost. So after that, whatever I am selling, total 7,000 units is there. That is my margin of safety. If the margin of safety is high, very high, then the company is enjoying, company is in a very good position, competitive position. If the margin of safety is less, see, if I produce 10,000 and out of that, by selling 9,500, I covered the cost. That means your cost of production is very huge, very high. Means out of 10,000, if you sell 9,500, then you will cover the cost. That means you are having only 500 units to sell for your company's growth. Understood? So margin of safety is playing an important role. So we have to increase the margin of safety. If you have to increase the margin of safety, we have to reduce the break-even point. Or we have to increase the sale units, which may not be possible. But break-even point reduction is in our hand, because some of the internal factors we will change, we will have an effective inventory control, cost control, and with the help of that we can reduce the cost and increase the contribution. If contribution is increased, break-even point automatically increases. Got the point? So that is the formula, right? So I think the formula I have given you: contribution, PV ratio, break-even point, margin of safety. Now I would like to give you one more formula regarding CVP analysis, in which its CVP analysis helps us that desired sale. I told you cost, volume, profit analysis main objective is to plan out the profit at various level of activity. So because of this CVP analysis, we have come across to a new formula called desired sale. The formula for desired sale is fixed cost plus profit upon PV ratio into 100. The answer will be in rupees. Whatever answer you get in this will be in rupees. If you want the answer in units, desired sale, the formula will be fixed cost plus profit. I repeat, if you want the answer in units, the formula will be fixed cost plus profit divided by contribution per unit. It is not continuation, it is contribution. Yes? So this will give you units. Now let us go with some problems so that you will be able to understand how this cost, volume, profit analysis helps the company in profit planning. Okay, let us start with some problem with me. Are you ready to do some problems with me? Yes or no? I'm not getting the answer. Since my telepathy is very strong, if you say something, it will directly come to me. I'm not getting any type of answers from your side. Yes? Yeah, I got one answer. So people are saying, no sir, we are bored, we are hungry now. Okay, you can go and have a burger or something like that. If you are in the office, you can have a burger. But if you are at home, have a sandwich, from take out something, cheese or bread from the fridge and apply it and use it and have it. Yeah, others who don't, who feel, does not feel hungry or bored, please continue with me. Let them have their break. Right? Okay. So I am giving you one simple sum in which you have to calculate for me certain. Now, selling price is 20. Selling price is 20. Okay. Variable cost is 14. Okay. I'm just giving per unit. This is all per unit. Okay. Fixed cost is 24. CVP analysis helps the company to plan out the profit. It helps the company that what should be the level of activity at should the company should be keeping to earn the desired profit. Okay, let me see how it is helping. Now find sales units to earn a profit of 16,000. See, this formula I got with the help of cost volume analysis. This technique had given me to plan out the profit level, plan out the profit desired profit, at what level you will get this particular desired profit. So let me apply that desired sales ka formula. What do you mean by DS? Desired sale. I repeat, desired sale. So I want in units, because they asked me to find units. Okay, sir, I will apply the formula for units, sir. Fixed cost plus profit divide by contribution per unit. Contribution per unit. Contribution per unit. Now, what is the fixed cost? 24,000. What is the profit? Required desired profit of your company? 16,000. What is contribution? You know the formula for contribution. Sales minus variable cost. It is 6. So what is the answer you are getting? 24 plus 6 is 30. 40,000 divide by 6. Can you get me the answer? 6, 5 is 30. 6 is 36. 4, 6 is 36. Again 4. 6 is 36. Again 4. 6 is 36. That means it is recurring. So how much units I have to sell? At least this much units approx to earn the desired profit. See, this is how this technique is helping the company to decide the desired level of activity they have to follow. Yes. So did this example made the point and the concept clear to you? Yes, everyone. Now one more question. What will be the profit when sales is 10,000 units? Now again, profit planning. See, if I am planning to have a sale of 10,000 units, this is units. Yes. Can anyone help me in this? Because now I am very much tired, because from last so many minutes I am talking to you, standing here, you are sitting there, you are sitting in a car and watching me, but I am standing. So it is paining me right now. I want your help from your side. Apply the same formula, please, my dear. Apply the same formula and help me. I am just erasing the previous example. Okay, sir, desired sale is given to you, 10,000 units, fixed cost is given to you, 24,000, plus profit we have to find out, but contribution is 6. Yes, so 6 into 10,000, answer is 60,000, is equal to 24,000 plus P. So what will be the profit, my dear? Profit is equal to, I think the answer is clear now. I don't want to calculate, please calculate for me, I am tired. Yes, what you said? Mr. Bachchan, oh my God, Bachchan is giving the answer. He is taking part in my quiz. Mr. Bachchan is taking. Thank you, sir. It is a pleasure to have you in this session. Thank you very much. Mr. Bachchan has given this. Yeah, I am talking about Amit Bachchan. What do you thought? Yeah, Amit Bachchan is sitting with me. Yeah, he is sitting with me in front of me. 36,000. So this is profit rupees 36,000. So I think now this concept is very much clear to you. Yes. So shall we move on to the next part of this, or you want me to do one more sum? Yes, Mr. Bachchan, Mr. Amit Bachchan, not Amitabh. He is telling me, sir, give me one more problem. Okay, I will give you one more problem. Are you ready? Okay, I am giving you one more problem so that you can practice more. Just same question and just make some changes. Okay, this is my new question. Selling price is 20, variable cost is 16. What is the fixed cost is 24. What will be the desired sale? Find sales units if profit is 16,000. Now this is a homework for you. I want this answer from your side. Yes, anyone help me? I'm getting the voice, please. Yeah, you can shout, no problem. Everybody, sir, me first. Okay. Yes, tell me. Fixed cost plus profit. Okay, very good. Fixed cost plus profit. Divide by, sorry, I'm not taking that formula. Contribution per unit. That is equal to, fixed cost is 24,000. Profit is 16,000. Divide by, can you find out the contribution? Can you find out the contribution? 20 minus 16 is 4. 20 minus 16, sales minus variable cost. So this is 40,000 divided by 4. Sir, the sales, required sales units, if you want to earn a profit of 16,000, the company has to sell 10,000 units. See, this may be in crores. I may be talking in crores. Company want to earn a profit of 16,000 crores. So how much they have to sell units? 10,000 units. I'm just joking. It might be crores, it might be lakhs, it might be dollars, anything. But the answer is 10,000 units. Right? So the concept is clear to you. That is why you are, and you and me are here watching this video. I am doing this video for you only to clear up the concept of this chapter. Okay, now we'll have little about the brief explanation regarding the objectives of cost volume profit analysis. Okay, so till that time, just revise the formula. Okay, I hope you have enjoyed the sums, some of the sums. Now let us talk about the objectives of CVP analysis. Now what is the CVP analysis, this techniques, the main objective of this techniques? The main objective of this technique is to show the relationship between profit and cost on one hand and volume on other hand. It will shows the relationship between profit on one hand and profit and cost on one hand, one side means on one side, and volume means the sales volume on the other side. Yes, that is the first objective. The CVP analysis will give you a relationship, clear picture of the relationship between the profit on one hand and the sales, the volume on the other hand. Second, it helps us in setting the flexible budget. It helps us in setting the flexible budgets. What will be the cost operation behavior at a various level of activity? With the help of that, we can set a flexible budget at different level, and which level of activity is more profitable, from that we can take the decision, right? Third, it assists in performance evaluation of the company. It assists in performance evaluation, since if the profit earned by the company is effectively done, if the company is earning more and more profit at reduced cost, that is only possible by reducing the cost, right? By reducing the cost, if the cost is reduced by the people who are working for the production, definitely there will be increase in the efficiency. So the another objective of CVP analysis is to assist the performance evaluation of the company for the purpose of control. Got the point? It is helping us in particular evaluation. Then the fourth objective of the CVP analysis is to review the profit, is to get the desired profit at a particular level of activity, is to get the desired profit at a particular level of activity. Like right now we have done some sums regarding desired profit at desired level of sales. So in order to get the desire, in order to plan the desired profit at a particular level of activity when there is fluctuation in the market condition. And lastly but not the least, it plays an important role in pricing of product. It plays an important role in pricing of a product. because since it shows the relationship of cost and profit and sale on the other hand, it shows the relationship between profit and cost on one hand and sales on the other hand. So definitely we can make out the behavior of cost at various level of activity, which helps us to get the effective price, the control price of the product. So these are the some of the objectives of CVP analysis, which helps the company in various processes. Let us move on to the next advantages and disadvantages of break-even point. Now let us study in details regarding some of the assumptions when you are using the break-even analysis. Some of the assumptions when you are using the break-even analysis. Let us talk about some of the assumptions. One, when you are applying or implementing the break-even analysis, it is the first assumption is that cost should be bifurcated into variable and fixed. Cost should be bifurcated on the basis of behavior. Then only you can apply break-even analysis. So cost should be bifurcated into two, variable and fixed. Second, there should be no opening stock, opening and closing stock. There should be no opening stock and closing stock. This is the second assumption. There should not be any opening stock or closing stock. Third, variable cost per unit should not change, which is not possible. It may change. Variable cost per unit will remain same, means it should not change. Fourth, fixed cost should remain fixed. This is the fourth condition of break-even point. Fixed cost should remain fixed. Fifth, selling price at various level should remain same. Now see, what do you mean by this statement that selling price at various levels should remain same? For example, if you go to a market, suppose if you are going, I know that many people go with the family for a market shopping, like tomato and potatoes and all that, for vegetable purchase, right? So when you go to a tomato wala, then when you ask him that what is 1 kg, what is the cost of per kg, he said, sir, 20 rupees or 30 rupees. Forget about 20, 30 rupees. Right now, example is 30 rupees. Now, if he says that 1 kg is 30 rupees, so he will tell me, bhaiya ji, please give me dene wala bhav bolo, right? I will take 5 kg. Okay, so then the vendor will say, okay, sir, you are taking 5 kg. Okay, then I will give you at 25 rupees. So at various level, when the activity is increasing, the selling price is decreased, because that is a discount you are going to get. That should not happen for break-even analysis, but that is not possible. It will change, right? The selling price will change at a various level of activity. When someone is buying 1 unit, definitely I will sell at 10 rupees. But if he is getting from me 100 units, I will give it to him at 8 rupees. Yes, that is obvious. That is obvious, right? So, but there is one assumption that other things should remain same. This analysis will work. What are that other things? These are the things which should be constant, right? So what is the next point which I said to you? That the selling price at various level should remain the same. That should remain the same. And the last point is operating efficiency. Operating efficiency should remain same. Now is this assumption is possible? Because when we move out of the house for work, one day we may work, some day we may work in very efficiently, and some day my efficiency will be less. Might be some other tensions of my life which may impact on my work, definitely. But a professional does not allow its other problems to have an impact on their job, definitely. But since we are a human being, we have certain limitations biologically. Sometime it may happen that yesterday you have produced more accurately, more efficiently, but today, since in the same time you have not produced so much, That may happen. So this assumption, Brayfield analysis says that the operating efficiency should remain constant. This is again one more problem which is not possible in a practical way, in a practical practices. When we see practically this assumption, this assumptions may go wrong, because one of the assumptions is there should not be opening stock and closing stock, which means that whatever unit produced, it should be sold. It is not possible, because sometimes you may have closing stock, you may have certain things which is not sold by you, it remains in the godown, which will be sold in the next year. So again the cost will differ. So for break-even analysis, all these assumptions are to be taken into consideration for that effective calculation. Right? Now for break-even analysis, there are different diagrams which you have to follow, which is there in the textbook, that how break-even analysis can be expressed graphically, or it can be expressed or calculated algebraically. Algebraically, I have shown the formula. There are various diagrams. In that diagrams, it is very much clearly made to you in the textbooks that how the break-even analysis is shown in a graphical representation. So there are few diagrams which you can go through. That is not a problem. That will not be any problem for you. Okay, so let us talk about certain limitations of break-even point. Now, what is limitations of break-even point? See, the assumptions also only become the limitation. It is not possible for that every time there will be no opening stock, closing stock. Right? This is one of the limitation. Variable cost may fluctuate because of market condition. Fixed cost may not be remain fixed, because right now you can say fixed cost, if I am talking about electricity, or rent of the factory premises. Every year there will be 10% increase in your factory premises rent as per the agreement. Power supplying company are increasing their power rates in every interval of time, at a regular interval of time. So that may change the fixed cost. At the same time, selling price will not remain fixed. Will not remain same at various level of activity. When you are selling at different level, see, for a wholesaler you will be giving some separate rate, for retailer you will be giving a separate rate, and for direct customer you will be selling it at a separate rate. So at various level of activity, selling price will not remain same. This is some of the limitations. Operating efficiency also will remain the same. This is some of the limitations which a break-even analysis is having. But in spite of all the limitations, still, this technique is efficiently used by various company, various industry, in order to plan out their profit, in order to plan out their various level of activity, in order to plan out what should be their desired sale if there is fluctuation in the market price, to earn the same level of profit. All that decision making can be done with the help of break-even analysis as well as CVP analysis, though there are lots of limitation in the present scenario. Okay, now let us see that what are the various how these techniques are applied to various problems in the company, right? First of all, this techniques helps the company to ascertain the profit at a particular level of activity, right? It helps the company to determine the break-even point for a particular production, so that they can plan out their sales activity, right? They can calculate the required sales. If they want to find out the required sales at a particular level of profit, they can calculate. That this problem of the company can be taken into consideration with these techniques, right? Then it can compare the relative productivity with the actual product line. Means we have set a target. With the help of that target, we can have the comparison and we can plan out our various level of activity. Since CVP analysis helps us to make different level of activity, which helps us to forecast the level of profit at a particular level of activity. It will helps us to make certain impact of cost, means to, it will helps us to know the impact of cost on profit and on sales at various level. All this, and to determine the profitability for a particular product at a particular period of time at a particular level of activity. All these problems of the company can be solved by implementing cost volume analysis. So this was there in the fifth chapter. I hope you enjoyed this chapter, right? Now, in order to have a effective way of learning, I would request you to follow 8th chapter after this chapter, because 8th chapter and 5th chapter are the same. So they are from the same technique. This technique is also called marginal costing techniques, and your 8th chapter is marginal costing. So that will be also having the same rules, that the costs are bifurcated into variable. So it is my sound request that you should follow 8th chapter after completing, after watching this video, to have the more effectively the overall concept of this chapter. I hope you have understood, you have enjoyed this video and this chapter very effectively, and expecting that greater, means I am expecting the greater response by way in your exam. Because of this video, you might get, you may be in a position to score good marks from this chapter's question. Thank you very much. We'll move on to the next chapter.